Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's up, D.A.? Permission to enter the mothership, brother.
Ever heard a sports talk show like this before? Didn't think so.
What's going on, Dirty Dirty?
It's D.A. on CBS Sports Radio.
D.A., how you feeling, brother?
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Wednesday to you, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
That's all that really matters. And we come to you live for the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. They found a better way to mortgage that you could focus on making your new house your home. Rocket Mortgage. Push button, get mortgage. I've got my trash. I should say, I've got my champ and chump coming up here. I unveiled my trash yesterday and frankly, I would do it again today for my chump. This is how angry I am at the airline that screwed me out of a Friday night in Clemson for my smoking pig dinner. But I will bring you a different chump today for the sake of some variety on the show. And I will take out my frustration in venting form probably next Tuesday and following Tuesdays, but I was okay because I got some pulled pork at the tailgate anyway. So, my pig fix got fixed. Now, that says nothing about my pig fix here at the studios because yesterday's Astros win over the Yankees helped silence one porker here in the studio at least for 24 hours. Maybe 48 hours if this one's going to be rained out today. So, that's good news for all of us. But the Washington Nationals going to the World Series is such a phenomenal sports story. It is such a phenomenal sports story because the Nationals have been a punchline. The Nats have been a franchise that we expect to choke, a franchise that we expect bad things to happen, and overpaid, overhyped, underachiever. You know what that sounds like? A franchise from D.C. with great regular seasons and big-time star power and big-time offense that flames out in the playoffs. Who does that sound like? Huh? Sounds just like the Washington Capitals. And the Capitals broke through 2 years ago to win the Stanley Cup. And D.C. was defined by choking, gagging, awful sports misery. You know, we don't think of D.C. this way because they don't have the folklore of Cleveland, the massive choke jobs of Atlanta. We don't think of them as a tortured fan base specifically, maybe because Washington has had three Super Bowl championships since the 80s. But D.C., between the Wizards, the Nats, their football team, and the Caps, had a lot of misery going on. And the Capitals punctured that. And I don't think this Nats team can beat whoever comes out of the American League. I don't. I'll say it right now. I don't think so. I think the ALCS is the de facto World Series. However, this has been seen before, where a city used to losing has one franchise that punches through the glass ceiling, wins a title, reminds everybody what it's like to be positive, reminds everybody what it's like to actually feel good and happy, and other teams follow suit. You know, we think of the city of Boston right now as the city of champions that cannot be defeated, that everything goes well for them all the time. But once upon a time, not too long ago, they were used to losing all the time. Throughout the 80s, the 90s, and going into the 2000s, the Red Sox were on an 86-year losing streak. The Celtics had not won since 86. The Bruins had not won since Bobby Orr in the early 70s, and the Patriots were never going to win a Super Bowl. And 0-1 changed everything as the Pats won, and then the entire decade and since defined by Boston sports success. I'm not saying that's happening to D.C., that they're suddenly going to be on a 20-year run of winning championships, but sometimes just one team to flip the script in your city of losing does change expectations and belief systems. And for the Nats, go ahead and believe. Because that pitching rotation and a totally suspect bullpen and no lineup or no Bryce Harper in the lineup has led to a white-hot team through September and October that right now is absolutely rolling. And when you put out Scherzer and Strasburg, those two dynamos, those two arms can shut down any lineup, but that includes the Astros and the Yankees, gives yourself a chance. It's not a good sports story. It's the best sports story that the Nationals are in the World Series. I think in L.A. with the Rams, they gave up too much for Jalen Ramsey. To give up two ones for Jalen Ramsey is too much. And I'm annoyed that Ramsey's toddler routine was ultimately rewarded. I'm annoyed that Jalen Ramsey can act like a three-year-old, pout, and get his way. I'm annoyed that he can be a healthy player on the sideline wearing a mopey face and a hoodie and watch the rest of his teammates go to battle on Sundays and not help them out and not feel terribly guilty about it. I don't like it. I don't like that he can play games about lying about his back and about the flu and about his kid being born. Every excuse in the book not to play football with the team that's paying him and his teammates that are counting on him. But such is life. And now he's a Ram. I think I would not have given up two ones for him. But I really wonder how much of the Rams' truly aggressive nature and Les Snead and Kevin Demoff have gone out of their way to be aggressive, to spend money, to make trades, to acquire talent, to acquire names. They've spent money on Aaron Donald. They spent money on Jared Goff. They spent money on Todd Gurley. They acquired Aqib Talib. They acquired Marcus Peters. I wonder how much they acquired Brandon Cooks. I wonder how much of now acquiring Jalen Ramsey is tied to this stadium. I really do. Now, do I think that they care about winning? Yeah. And ultimately winning fills buildings? Yeah. But I also wonder about what's the end goal here. The end goal, building a sustainable winning franchise, is it about winning a Super Bowl right away, all bets off, cost be damned? Or is it about being the relevant football team in LA because you have so much money invested in the stadium that you can't afford not to be the relevant team in LA? You know, the Rams have had two really good seasons, of course, went to the Super Bowl last year. But what Stan Kroenke did is one of the boldest moves in sports history. Every owner ever over the last, let's say, 30 years has gotten free land. Everyone. They've gotten the land from the city or the state or the county. So, you know, real estate prices, kind of high. You know, the acreage that you need to do these things, pretty large. And have said, well, we need a tax break, we need a bond break, we need a cost break, or we just want it for free. We want the place to build the stadium. And then, you know, we'll contribute money to the building of the stadium, but not all of it. Not all of it. But we need the land for free first. If you want us there, you give us the land. And then, you know, we'll contribute to the stadium. And this has happened everywhere. Everyone gets the free land. Not only did Stan Kroenke build his own stadium without tax money, he bought his own land in a part of the country where real estate prices are kind of high. They have spent $2 billion on acquiring the land, Kroenke did. Just cut the check. I mean, he's Walmart money. And we'll just spend the money to build a stadium too. And then the entertainment center around it, and so be it. Kroenke has basically cut a check for $5 billion. $5 billion. Mark Davis couldn't be bothered with $100 million. Stan Kroenke's going to go for $5 billion. They need a return on that. And I think they see a marketplace that was left in the lurch, left behind by the NFL for 20 years. I think they look at a marketplace where there's a lot of people, but a lot of fans of other teams. I think they look around L.A. and say, well, there's a lot of Niners fans around here and a lot of Raiders fans down here and a lot of Cowboys fans and a lot of Packers fans and Steelers fans. There's a lot of fans from everywhere else. How do we become relevant in this marketplace? We have to win. L.A. does not care about tradition, doesn't care about, oh, my grandfather was a season ticket holder. They don't care about seeing the little engine that could. They need a winner. Right away, win, win, win. So I think the Rams, I think, have a directive from Kroenke. We need to win, we need to be relevant, and we need to fill that building. Because if we don't have luxury suites filled, we don't have PSAs bought, PSLs bought, and we don't have our corporate signage and that corporate money, we're screwed. That's a $5 billion investment, and we need to start making money on that right away. I think that colors what they do. I really do. I think this whole plan to go into Los Angeles for the Rams has been to be aggressive, to win the marketplace immediately. We have to make this financially work. And look, they're far more relevant than the Chargers. The Chargers going into that building is a joke. A complete and utter joke. There's going to be 40,000 empty seats every single Sunday because there'll be 20,000 road fans, 10,000 Chargers fans, and 40,000 empty seats. But for the Rams, they need the cash to make this thing work because the Spanoses aren't paying for that stadium. The Spanoses are just helping lease that stadium. Kroenke built the thing, and he needs the turnaround. And I think that's why they do things like this, which is drunken sailor stuff. Nobody else in the league is going to give up 2-1 for Jalen Ramsey. Ramsey's like, yeah, we'll do it.
How many beers ago? Probably 1,000.
Everybody shots. Everybody shots. Who do you want? Earbombs. Earbombs. Tequilas to Don Julio. Everybody. Shot, 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 shot. Boom. Onto the table. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. Last hour, we learned that Mraz's idiocy knows no depth. We were given a T-shirt by the good people down at Todaro Pizza, South Carolina, during my trip to Clemson. T-shirt has a tiger serving a pizza on the back. Mraz said, oh, look, a bear serving a pizza. Couldn't tell that long tail is a tiger. Mraz said, bears have long tails. And then dug his canal so deep, he said, and tigers don't. Tigers have short tails.
So they have tails.
Caldwell tweets, Mraz is a truly special kind of stupid. Hashtag bear tails.
Looks like a bear.
Mitchell tweets, so to Mraz, Yogi Bear isn't actually a bear because he doesn't have a long tail.
Except the ones in the zoo, they probably, I'm assuming, they cut them off or something.
Brian tweets, Mraz knows gummy bears. Bears have stubs tails. He must be thinking about a dog. Yeah, I think that's where we're at, where we have to worry about a grown adult who's soon to be a father and a homeowner must be getting bears and dogs confused.
What a grizzly bears.
Bears. Patrick tweets, yeah, I think this qualifies for the doofus montage.
Polar bears have tails, I think.
Zach tweets, Mraz can't be this dumb. Can't be this dumb, right? He's joking. He knows he's wrong, so he just has to keep it upright. I'm embarrassed for him. Hashtag get him out to a zoo.
Suppose a tiger has a bear's face.
Art Bobart tweets, you need a company outing to the Bronx Zoo and bet Mraz of the length of tails. Hashtag Animal Kingdom.
Looks like a bear.
Our toll-free line brought to you by GEICO, everyone. Quick way you could save money switching to GEICO. Homeowners, renters, motorcycle insurance, too. Get it all. GEICO.com. Eric's in Baltimore listening on CBS Sports Radio 1300 there. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning, DA. Can you beat me up?
You got it. What's up, man?
All right, so I am a longtime listener of you guys. You're fantastic. You make my day. When I'm driving around doing my job, you make my day. And this morning, Mraz he made it. I mean, the fact that he thinks any Bears have tails is confused by Tigers and Bears. Like, this is good for you, because having Mraz on your show is great. Like, he's fantastic. Your whole team is awesome.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Lose him to an entire weak spot. He's got a Saturday spot. That's great. I'm very happy for him.
Yeah.
But there's no chance he's going to get with this knowledge background that he has, he can't possibly get anything that would be like a week day-to-day gig like you have. Like, it's impossible.
Yeah. Yeah, so what we're saying is that Mraz is entertaining enough for one day a week, but with such a lack of general knowledge, such stupidity, he could never survive a Monday through Friday shift.
Except the ones in the zoo, I'm assuming they cut them off or something. Okay, Eric, I wasn't motivated.
Now you're motivated.
Now I'm motivated. Look out, Tiki and Tyranny.
Wasn't motivated.
Yeah, right. The most shocking sentence uttered by Mraz today.
To a news.
Looks like a bear.
By the way, the most shocking part about this is you've eaten Klondike bars. I know you know that polar bear.
You think I'm looking at the bear? I didn't even know the bear was the thing of the Klondike bar. I know the Charmin bears.
Okay, so, all right, so toilet paper greater than...
Well, I'm focused on the ice cream.
Ice cream.
But I got the bear, you know, dancing. I think my hiney's clean.
You've seen the Coca-Cola bear?
I've taken a picture with the Coca-Cola bear.
You see any tail on that?
You know, now that you think about it, maybe not. Polar bears have tails, I think.
Okay. Plenty of you want to weigh in on bears with tails, so you can hit us up on the phones at 855-212-4227. I'll continue taking your phone calls and your tweets on the matter. Also, when we come up, I've got a champ and a chump next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Good value, big upside.
I'm never going to come on the King DA show and correct him. So I was just going to handle that myself and kind of move on quickly, because I respect you too much, man.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And for that, I thank you. 25 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. So glad you're with us at a fine Wednesday morning. Hit us up on the phones at 855-212-4227 and on Twitter, DA on CBS. The DA show has its own YouTube channels that you can watch the best of clips on YouTube every single day. So check them out. Just go to YouTube and search CBS Sports Radio. You can watch the DA show either live at watchda.com. We're on YouTube for the best of clips there. And also, speaking of YouTube, my brand new Nomad episode is out. My trip to Clemson over the weekend was a phenomenal one. The hospitality, the food, the tailgate, the game, the Tiger Walk, 25 most exciting seconds in college football, all of that part of this week's episode of Nomad, my travel series, available on YouTube. Check it out now. Before we get back to your phone calls on whether bears have long tails, it's time for your champ and your chump.
Only one letter separates them, but they're galaxies apart. One is a true winner. One is a pathetic loser. This is DA's champ or chump.
I came across this story over the weekend and I was shocked. I'm shocked that I did not know about it, and I'm shocked that anybody does it. In Pittsburgh, on the anniversary of the game-winning home run by Bill Mazeroski, the 1960 World Series, Pirates fans still gather to listen to it. They go to the old site of Forbes Field. They sit around in lawn chairs. They play the radio call of the 1960 World Series game number 7 as though it was going on. And this totally sounds like something I would do. I would absolutely get together with people at the site of an old torn down stadium and listen to the radio of an old broadcast. And I think that these people are great. And I had no idea that it happened. And I just saw this news story come across my timeline, and I was so enchanted by this.
Here's a swing and a high fly ball going deep to left. That's how you do it.
Pirate fans will never forget Bill Mazeroski's home run.
Oh,
55 years later, they gather at the remains of Forbes Field Wall to hear that game once more.
But it's the only Game 7 in World Series history which ended with a walk-off home run.
Herb Soltman and the Game 7 gang host the October reunion. He was there.
I ran down the aisle over the rail and made a left turn past the dugout and headed for home plate and got caught up in several hundred people in the mob.
Herb Soltzman! I mean, what would the name be of the guy that gets everyone together in Pittsburgh to listen to the 1960 World Series outdoors in October in lawn chairs, but Herb Soltzman? It would have to be Herb Soltzman. These people are awesome. Absolutely awesome. I love everything about these people. These are my type of people. Let's sit outside in lawn chairs and listen to old sporting events and just reminisce and get caught in the web of nostalgia, never to get out. I love these people.
That's DA's champ.
Your chump, the St. Louis Cardinals. I mean, this is an elimination game. This is your pride on the line yesterday. You're down 3-0. You had just embarrassed the Braves in their elimination game. And that bottom of the first was so embarrassing. So humiliating. Everything was a disaster. I mean, let's just pop up right field. Up, nobody wants to get it. No, I'm scared to get it. You're scared to get it. Up, quick grounder up the middle. No, we're going to botch that play too. Up, there's a RBI to left, RBI to right, RBI to center. I mean, they were so bad, so embarrassingly bad that the Cardinals have to be. They have to be the chumps because this is your season on the line. And you just totally unraveled, completely unraveled. And not just bad pitching, bad fielding all over the place to where it was 7-0 by the end of the first inning. And the Nationals are automatically going to the World Series at that point in time. The Cardinals, you bums. That was awful. That was embarrassing.
That's DA's chump. Class is now dismissed.
Mraz thinks that bears have long tails, tigers have short ones. Joseph is next up in Houston, listening on Sirius XM, channel 206. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, man. Good morning.
What's up?
Hey, you know, first off, I want to say that I think men should play more of a role in the household, okay?
Okay.
That being said, I want to start a GoFundMe for Mraz for a nanny slash tutor.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
He needs less responsibility and less of a role in the household.
Listen, it's a great day to be a Texan, to be an Astro, to live in the city of Houston with all the things happening. You know, the Texans are turning things around. They beat KC on the road. The Astros with two possible Cy Young Award-winning pitchers going into New York. Sean, you need to sit down, man, and think about this. They don't have a chance to come back to Texas. They don't. Well, they actually might win one more, but as soon as they come back to Texas, it's over with. So that can be put to sleep on that end.
Well, Oinktober is right now flickering because of the Yankees' loss yesterday at home, and Mraz's guarantee of the Yankees in five will not happen. And he's got a lot of ham hock out there right on this poker chip table. pushed all the chitlins right to the middle of this table, all the pork rinds. Phil is next up. He's in Tulsa, listening on radio.com. Good morning, Phil.
DA, beat me up.
Welcome aboard, my friend. What's up?
Not much. I've been listening to you guys now for about 6 years, and I have to give Mraz credit. For the first time in 6 years, he has said something so stupid that it has made me call in. Bears have long tails. I think I've lost a few brain cells on that one, Mraz. Just a few on that one statement alone.
Yeah.
I have heard things from you like it's okay to hit a batter if He hits a few home runs off of you. Mm-hmm. I think I heard, what was it, like, you know, Peru is in Egypt? Is that the right?
they speak Egyptian in Brazil.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So now I hear this. Now I hear that bears have long tails and tigers might have no tails.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's...
I was honestly speechless.
As we all were.
I suggest a nap. That's what my plan is this afternoon, that to you go home.
You get a nap or he gets a nap.
Everyone just take a nap and reset and start Wednesday anew after that nap.
A news?
Yeah, a news.
New?
Can I just admit after doing some research, I think I'm wrong?
Oh.
No, you nice. Know what? You can't.
Yeah.
You can't. Because
this
has gone on for, what, 90 minutes? You can't back away now.
90
okay?
minutes? It was like 10 minutes ago.
Oh, no, like 31 years.
It was the end of last hour.
Yeah.
All right. Did a little Google research. I don't know where my mind was. I think I'm wrong.
You think? You're not?
Well, there's still some bears. They have tails. So technically, I was right. What you consider long, you know, could go one way or another.
So technically, I'm right. And tomorrow's going to come in and say, my cousin's got a zoology degree from Missouri telling me that bears do have tails. So I'm right.
Everybody under the bus.
Right.
What would the kind of clarifying moment for you that you saw a picture and said, oh, maybe bears don't have long tails?
Just the first 12 Google images.
And you just saw that they had stub tails.
Yeah, I mean, some go a little longer than a stub.
Mm. How much longer?
The brown bear can have an 8.1 inch tail, so, I mean, that's not long, but, I mean, it's neither here nor there.
Mm.
If you're counting long as like a house cat, all right, maybe it doesn't have a house cat tail.
Well, does it have a tiger tail? That's kind of the question. Does it have the length of a tiger?
I guess not, but I think
that was the two animals you got confused.
Right.
Sure,
the
bear and the tiger.
So if you had to say, now looking at Google images, who had a longer tail.
Now looking back on my research.
Okay, yeah, maybe I was wrong. I don't know where. I must have been to a weird Six Flags year.
Definitely the Six Flags.
I mean, is it on the table that his family took him to like a misfit backyard and a guy had a dog and was like, here's a Sean, it's a bear. He's like, oh
definitely
my God, happened. Look at the tail on that bear.
That's what happened.
No,
we don't go to the Bronx Zoo. We go to Jeff's backyard. He's got a bear.
The Marazes go to a knockoff safari where the guy in his backyard tapes a bear mask on a raccoon. Look, there's your bear, kids. Sean,
don't touch it. It's dangerous.
Check out the bear. Check out the bear. That's a small bear, Mom. Enjoy the bear. There's the little Sean.
There's five bears running around. It's dorks.
Look at this pack of bears in this backyard.
Is that a goldfish? No, that's a great white, Sean. Don't put your hand in the bowl.
Everybody having their fun. No, I've been
to
real
aquarium. You thought an orange animal with stripes was a bear.
Yeah, of course, the shirt was orange. The animal had to be orange. It all went with the shirt.
The shirt's from Clemson, South Carolina.
Oh, so now nobody likes a bear in South Carolina. I'm sure there's no bears in any of their zoos. So they have tails. They have gamecocks play down there too, you know. Or the grizzly bears.
And it'd be safe to assume if there was a gamecock on a t-shirt that it was a gamecock, not a turtle, because it was from South Carolina.
Is that a pterodactyl?
So now if you buy a shirt from New York, we're going to assume it's a giant on there,
no,
not a regular size person?
No, if I bought a navy blue shirt that had an interlocking NY in white, I would guess it was a Yankee shirt.
There's a pizzeria on this shirt. It's not like it's licensed from Clemson. And quite frankly...
Is that Mr. Met? Nope, it's a bear.
So wrong here.
Can you bring in the t-shirt from Bob Safari Park that you went to?
Before Bob had a bar, he had a zoo.
Take a walk around a safari.
Ralph Safari Park, Massapequa, New York. I got the pennant right here. It's a raccoon with a bear mask. I saw all the bears, Mom. Is that a polar bear? No, it's a white cat. It's a white cat in an ice bath. Oh, wow, I saw the polar bear, Mom.
Isn't that a swimming pool? No, it's a lake.
Oh, Mom, I saw the giraffe. That's a cat on a ladder. Oh, my God, I saw the giraffe. Ralph's Safari Park in Massapequa. I saw all the jungle animals, Mom.
I own a home now. You can't talk to me now.
Is that a rhino? No, it's a turtle with a pimple on its nose. I saw them all, Mom. I saw all the African animals, Mom.
My God.
When we come back here on the show, we've got your cut line, the stories that did not make the cut, and what else could be your epic fail? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Don't like something? Get it out.
Hey, good morning, DA. I've been listening to you since you were working from 2 to 6. And
the old overnight show.
Yeah, man, I've been listening to you for years. And I always agree with you, but today you have annoyed me.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
I have a tendency to do that 45 minutes past the hour. Remember that you can always watch the show, the simulcast, just like TV. Just looks like TV. Simply go to your phone or your tablet, your PC, your laptop, even your smart TV to watch us at watchda.com for free. Falco tweets, DA, trying to explain to my 10-year-old son what's so funny to the guys on the radio. How do I explain Mraz? Hashtag, how could it happen?
Where does the salt go?
There is no way to explain. He is a man unto himself, a force of nature unto himself. There is no way to explain this. Just have your 10-year-old son listen and let him know, don't worry, son. You're definitely already smarter than this.
Looks like a bear.
Dixie Landan tweets, I am crying, literally crying. I'm laughing so hard my chest is hurting. My coworkers are looking at me like I'm crazy, and I can't stop laughing. Mraz saw a squirrel, thought it was a damn mongoose. I can't. This is number one on the 12 DAs right here, no doubt.
Except the ones in the zoo, they probably, I'm assuming, they cut them off or something.
Trevor in Bomb City sends me a picture of a Pomeranian with the tweet, behold, a bear. Miguel tweets at me a picture of a dog wearing a lion's mane. Miguel tweets, man, this lion is crazy looking.
So they have tails.
Miguel also adds, maybe Mraz is suffering from pregnancy brain. I guess that's happening to Mraz, not his wife, huh?
Polar bears have tails, I think.
Oh, God. Let's get to the stories that did not make the cut. It's time for your cut line.
These stories were left out by the selection committee, cut from their high school team. The news that didn't make the show. It's the cut line.
The Patriots, after losing Steven Gostkowski for their starting kicker because he was out with injury, replaced with Mike Nugent. But apparently they're not all that happy because they have worked out four other kickers and a punter yesterday. They auditioned Nick Folk, Greg Joseph, Austin McGinnis, and Giorgio Tavecchio. Nugent missed his only field goal attempt last week, missed an extra point as well in his Patriots debut. This is really interesting because the Patriots have had the benefit of two of the most reliable, consistent kickers of the last 20 years in succession, Adam Vinatarian, then Steven Gostkowski, and now that gift, if you will, the benefit of the doubt there is not there. And the Patriots have some interesting roster maneuvering. They've got to figure out kicker. They also had Michael Bennett get in a confrontation with a position coach that they suspended him. And they're trying to figure out as well the tight end situation, bringing back Ben Watson, who's in his late 30s. So the Patriots have played a great schedule for them to dominate and look really good on the scoreboard. But in reality, the Patriots themselves know they're not good enough to win a Super Bowl with the way that they're playing right now or the way that the roster's actually constructed. They've got questions.
So sorry, you've been cut.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Shame on the U.S. men's national team last night because in a CONCACAF Nations League match against Canada, Canada should never beat us, ever. Ever, ever, ever. In hockey, fine. In soccer, no way. Curling, okay. Men's soccer, no way. The first time since 1985, 17 matches in a row that we have defeated Canada. And not only did we lose, we lost badly 2-0. And Greg Berhalter's club is trying to rebound after what was a very underwhelming, kind of messy end of the Jurgen Klinsmann era, not qualifying for the last World Cup, obviously a national embarrassment, and they're supposed to have things straightened up. They're supposed to have things tightened up and buttoned up and have a plan, and I don't know if Berhalter does, and I hope that this is not just part of more growing pains, if you will, if there's not an actual direction. It is definitely worrisome that this stuff is still happening, because this is the stuff that making the coaching change was supposed to solve.
So sorry, you've been cut.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Time for your Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly. Better parts, better prices every day. DA, this is from Dan in Los Angeles. I know you're a big uniform guy. Did you see the Clippers' new unis on the cover of SI? What'd you think? I like them. I think that the Clippers have constantly had this kind of dorky, cartoonish brand and could never settle on anything. And I think this new uniform is something that they could actually have as a brand identity and that you would say, oh, that's Clippers. It's kind of old English font that looks a little bit like Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, which people are making fun of, but it's kind of like a chopper font. And I think it's badass. I think it's really cool. It just says Los Angeles across the front. I would say you've got to pick something and really own it. And did they pick the baby blue? Did they pick the script Los Angeles? Now they went to that weird logo with the basketball LAC. And then there's the city uniforms. And it's just, it's all over the place. I really like the LA ones that look like they're from the 80s and the 1984 LA Olympics that kind of have those whooshing kind of lines, the movement lines. I really like those for the Clippers. But, you know, what are they? Pick a vibe and go with it. And I think that these look really cool. Apparently, these are the city edition, and they'll wear these 17 times this year, including on Christmas. Let's get to your epic fail of the morning, boys and girls. It could be nothing else besides Mraz thinking tigers have short tails and bears have long ones.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
They're little stub tails. They're not long tiger tails.
Oh, no, those are just the big bears. The polar bears have tails, I think.
Is that right?
Or the grizzly bears. There's bears with tails.
Those grizzly bears.
Oh.
Hey.
Big bear.
No. You guys know what I mean.
No. Grizzly bears and polar bears don't have any tails.
I got that polar bear with the tail over here.
Look, the point is this supposed tiger has a bear's face more. You're focusing on the tail.
Okay.
So Todoro might make a good slice. They make a pretty crummy tiger.
Big bear, chase! Big bear, chase!
What is he saying?
What? Big bear, chase me!
So lost.
He even got bear legs.
Hey, I just saw a bear outside my back porch over here.
Got a giant tail.
Long tail over here. Oh. Grizzly bears.
There are definitely bears with long tails.
Smushed face bear.
Oh.
Why are you so convinced the tiger has a longer tail than a bear to begin with?
I know animal anatomy.
When was the last time you went face to face with a tiger? You tell me. You do some own personal research. I've been to the safari at Six Flags.
And you've seen long tails on bears?
I had to have, yes.
No, I had to have. Now you're questioning it.
No, I saw the bears with the tails.
Is that right?
And I'm not convinced the tigers have a long tail. Lions have it. Lions have the tails.
Okay, so now we're at the point where bears definitely have long tails and tigers might not.
With this knowledge background that he has, he can't possibly get anything that would be like a weak day-to-day gig like you have. It's impossible.
Yeah, I just think that you're so convinced because you read a couple books that suddenly, you know, you're watching Nat Geo channel, suddenly you know what you're talking about. I've gone into the wilderness there. I've seen it.
Yeah, you've gone to the Six Flags Safari.
That's the wilderness. That's not a zoo because you have to stay in your car. That's how dangerous it is.
And you remember tigers with short tails and bears with long tails.
Definitely the bears with the long tails. I'm trying to think of the tigers now. And they are scary looking animals. You don't want to look for too long in the eyes. I'm going to jump on your windshield.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
Oh, dear. That is so good. That is so good on so many different levels. And all of you guys just keep sending me pictures and gifts of animals that are photoshopped.
Polar bears have tails, I think.
Alan Paramus has sent me a picture that I don't actually think is photoshopped. It's just a big furry cat that's shaved like a lion. Trevor in Bomb City has sent me a picture of a naked chicken, like one that you would roast, a raw chicken that says, "Behold, Plato's man." Oh, we'll try to do better tomorrow. Thanks to Sean Mraz, zoologist and executive producer of the DA Show. Thanks to Pete the Body Bellotti on the Wheels of Steel. Thanks to Andrew Kaplan, having too much fun as the Wizard to watch DA. Thanks to Andrew Bogish on your headline. So we'll see you tomorrow, everyone. Rich Gannon's going to join us. Be good and be good to one another. The Mothership Disconnect.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.